You're listening to SBS News.
When Miranzi Nzeyimana arrived in Australia after fleeing the Rwandan genocide, he says he struggled to find affordable, good quality food. But after he visited an urban garden in his friend's backyard, Miranzi decided to start one of his own.
This is potatoes. It's a normal potato growing in Australia. But when you harvest here, even when you eat, the taste is different because it's organic. No fertilizer, no anything. Now it's not yet to be ready, but in like next month, when you come to laboring here, we can get in the potatoes growing here.
On a patch of land in the Perth Hills, he now grows everything from pumpkins and avocados to the Rwandan favourite, shogum.
Most of times in Perth, the soil is the same. But here, this soil, you see, is different. When you see that, it's like manure. What is the soil? Have a look.
Word has spread. Families from Burundi, Zimbabwe and other countries now use his garden to plant seeds and share the crop.
I can still do a lot of things because it's, you know, even here, you know, moving this grass need.
For many new Australians, the backyard garden is a place where connection to culture is kept alive.
I grown up to see my mom, my grandma, the way they put this garden.
After fleeing war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Annie uses her backyard to provide vegetables familiar to her family and others new to Perth.
Mutete is vegetable, but it's bitter. I can eat this one, but it's very, it's bitter. People are going to gym. This is my gym. This is my gym after finish work, straight to my garden. You can see, just clean my backyard. See my vegetable grown up, I feel happy.
Migrant support agencies say food cultures imported from overseas can have a positive impact on Australian diets. Kath Scarth is the CEO of AMIS Australia.
One of the things our study a few years ago found out is that migrants do look at the labels of food, I think in that hope to educate themselves about, well, what is, they're just not used to purchasing food in cans and packaged and frozen and all those sorts of things. So they're just trying to understand what's in those products. So the more that we can have new communities like, you know, the Horn of Africa groups and all of the various different African communities influencing what we can buy, then the better we'll all be.
For husband and wife team Paul and Julia, growing vegetables in Australia is a small way of staying connected to their former life in South Sudan.
When something you used to do it back, like home, in my mind, I like to do it here too. All the time, sometimes whatever I come from there, I just come straight away to see how beautiful is the garden. Whatever small is very nice, look nice for me, look good.
Yeah, you know, garden is something more important. Like in Africa, we depend on gardens only. But when we came here, we couldn't get chance of gardening. But the more when you get a chance, a small place, even in the boxes, you can prepare your garden so that the kids which you have, they know how, they learn how garden is, importance of garden it is. So this garden is very important, especially.
And they say their crop is an improvement on the typical Australian backyard.
When you're keeping grass like this, during summer, you need to water the grass, and then you're wasting a lot of budget on that. Then why don't you use the budget you are wasting on the grass, watering the grass, and then you water your crops so that you get something which you can benefit from it than just watering the grass and you're not benefiting anything.
One way of keeping culture alive for those that don't mind getting their hands dirty. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.